a little bit ago. Jake and Vaz hanging out with you here in Troy. Chance Link back at the studios. And the girls' game earlier tonight, 47-41, Centralia with the road victory on the hardwood tonight in comeback fashion. And tonight, on the guys' side, we've got one that's a 4-0 Twin Valley League record for Centralia, 7-4 overall on the visiting side in their black road uniforms, whereas Troy in their home white spots, 7-5 overall, 4-1 in Twin Valley League action. And we got to take this Troy team in person during the TVL tournament. There's a couple kids on this Troy team that really stuck out to you earlier.
Yeah, Seth Judd, he was somebody that I remember, and Gannon Bowe, both those guys. Seth Judd, here's the deal with him, though. He is just a really good ball handler, shifty, super quick, does a nice job of getting the offense set, getting people in the right spots, and really runs the show from the point guard spot.
No doubt about it. And tonight's starting lineups, we've got on Centralia's side, starting it out, will be Quentin Aldifer, a 5'11" freshman wearing number 2. Maverick Becker, a 5'9" senior wearing number 3. Duke Timmel, down low, 6'3" junior wearing number 4. A 6'2" senior in Reese Tanking wearing number 10. And rounding out the starting 5 for Centralia, a 6-foot senior, Paxton Bowers. Starting for the Trojans will be Seth Judd, a senior wearing number 2, Gannon Bowe, a junior wearing number 4, Christian Etherton, a senior wearing number 11, Henry Geiger, sophomore wearing number 15, and Jack Hartman, junior wearing number 45. Should be a fun one between these two teams. Again, we talked about how important it was in the girls' game, Boz, about placement in the Twin Valley League as a whole, but these two teams are in the same sub-state, and when you look at the sub-state right now, the winner of this matchup will be sitting second behind Bishop Seabury in the sub-state standing as of tonight.
Yeah, it's such a big deal. Every game counts. That's your mentality, especially in the second half of the season. You got to start piling up some wins, get yourself a good seed going in the sub-state.
If Centralia wins, they'd be tied for first. If Troy wins, then they would be in second place, a half game behind Bishop Seabury. All right, here comes the jump, the tip. It's won by the Trojans as Jack Hartman out jumps Duke Timmel, and it's controlled by the Trojans, moving left to right across your dial with Seth Judd. Judd to the high post, and that's Hartman. Nice give down low to Geiger, who drives baseline. His shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Reese Tanking of the Panthers. Here comes Centralia. Paxton Bowers into the corner. It goes to Aldifer. Now high post flash comes from Becker, top of the key. Tanking, who's a deep threat for this Panther team, can really hit that shot from just about anywhere and nearly travels with it.
He had to catch himself there. He almost took that extra step.
On the right wing, it's Tanking. Dribbles it into the corner. Trap comes. Nice skip pass into the corner. It comes. And a 3-second violation on Centralia's Duke Timmel in the first turnover of the game. That's now the third 3-second call we've seen tonight.
Yeah, they must be watching it. Sometimes officials will talk early, you know, before the game, say, hey, let's keep an eye on this, and maybe the 3-second call was one of those conversations tonight.
First turnover of the game. Set shot the court for the Trojans. Elevates from the right elbow. Shot too strong. Rebound tapped out of bounds off of Centralia. Good hustle there by Henry Geiger. It'll stay Troy basketball underneath their own basket. Coach Jonathan Rodvelt for the Trojans. Holds up two fingers, and here come the Trojans in their set. Here's a corner three from Etherton. That one kind of gets stuck up there, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession goes to Centralia.
Yeah, that was a good inbounds play out of a box set. Inbounds the ball on your side, reverse it to the top of the key, kind of wing area, and then the screen back down for the guy that inbounded the ball. Etherton got a wide-open three.
This Centralia team, coached by Nick Evans, a state tournament team a season ago. They've got a lot of expectations of making it back. Here's a turnover on Centralia, their second of the game, though. Looking for that elevated pass to Timmel. Quickly up the floor come the Trojans. Here's Etherton. He shoots another one from the corner. This one hits bottom.
Yeah, he didn't miss. That was almost the same spot he took the three from here just a second ago. That time it was pure.
So 3-0. Etherton with the first basket of the game. Panthers come up the floor quickly. On the right wing, it's going to be passed off now to Tanking, who tries to answer with a three. That shot too strong. Rebound ripped down by Seth Judd, and it's poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Centralia basketball. It looked like maybe Paxton Bowers had an easy lay-in.
Yeah, it hit the official who was standing out of bounds. Had he been on the court, would have been a live ball.
6:14 to go in this opening quarter. Centralia with the basketball, trailing by three. Bowers, top of the key, dribbles with the left hand, has his pocket picked, though, by Atherton, and the ball still free on the deck. Jump ball possession will go to Troy.
Three turnovers in the first little less than 2 minutes in this ballgame.
Similar way, though, the girls started in this game earlier tonight. Here's Atherton quickly up the floor. Quickly, when I say quickly, I mean he goes 94 feet in 3 seconds. Gets the lay, and it's 5-0 Troy.
Yeah, that's one of those plays that'll really frustrate a coach. Nobody steps in front of him. He went uncontested for about 90 feet.
And then a turnover here on Centralia. That's their fourth. So Troy with the basketball. Speaking of speed, here's Seth Judd. Goes right by Aldifer in the dribble handoff, trying to get that to Jack Hartman. Goes out of bounds off of Troy. And Jack Hartman reacts very confused.
Yeah, he was.
So the first turnover on Troy. Coach Evans seeing 5-0 Troy. 3 minutes nearly gone by, and his team hasn't had a good look at the basket yet.
Yeah, they haven't. And that's a little frustrating early in the game. You want to go out and execute, establish an offensive rhythm, and Troy is really not able to do that right now.
Top of the key, Bowers head fakes on a three, drives into the lane, throws up a wild shot that doesn't even hit the backboard. It goes out of bounds. That was Quentin Aldifer for Centralia.
Yeah, it was a good drive to the basket. He just got a little out of control and had to throw up a wild shot.
Here's Etherton quickly up the floor. Euro step in the lane. Shot wildly missed. And here come the Panthers up to Paxton Bowers. Left lane line. Euro step around the defender. Shot missed. Rebound Seth Judd, the smallest guy on the floor.
Yeah, he was in a good position right there. Did a nice job of boxing out, going after that board.
Here's Jack Hartman into the lane. Left lane line drive. Shot missed. And a foul will be called on Centralia. No, Jack Hartman.
He tried to lay that in with the right hand, little finger roll. It came up short. He went after the rebound and went over the back of Reese Tanking, kind of pushed him.
Give you some score updates here at our next stoppage. Score updates are up tonight, presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Centralia goes to the middle of that zone, and Aldifer's shot left short. Rebound ripped away by Geiger, and here come the Trojans. Etherton dribbles into the right elbow, needs some help, has the ball taken away by Tanking. Reese gives it off to Paxton Bowers, into the lane, floating shot, short, rebound ripped away by Gannon Bowe. Now the Trojans on the attack, and they slow things up here with 4.5 to go in this opening frame. Bowe drives baseline, nice dish off to Hartman at the rim, no, Geiger's there, ball deflected out of bounds, it'll stay Troy basketball.
Troy doing a nice job. They're crashing the offensive glass. That's their second offensive rebound early in this ballgame.
Troy with the basketball here. Here's Seth Judd. And his shot off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Reese Tanking. Caden Rosenberger checks in the game for the first time for Troy. And Duke Timmel, his shot too strong, and a rebound, and we've got a Jack Hartman foul as the big man was trying to run the floor, and he runs right over Paxton Bowers, and that's going to be his second here in the first frame.
Those are two kind of frustration fouls.
So first sub came in was Caden Rosenberger for Troy. Now Wyatt Whistler will check in for Jack Hartman. Troy having to go now seven total in the game. Now quickly Centralia flashes in the middle, and that's Maverick Becker who gets a lid off the rim for the Panthers. Boz, the first bucket for Centralia.
Well, Centralia's had six shots in the paint. They're getting the shot they want. Just nothing's falling for them yet until that one.
Gannon Bowe answers quickly, though, as he goes to the left elbow and elevates from 10. It's 7-2 Troy with 3:26 to go in the first frame. Here's Bowers. His layup missed. Rebound ripped down by Gannon Bowe, and Judd looking to push. Seth on the left wing gives it to Gannon Bowe. Head fakes on a three, but takes an extra step.
It seems to me both teams offensively, they're just a little sped up. They're just kind of forcing issues instead of running some offense and looking for clean looks.
So right now we've got 7-2, your score, 3:10 to go. Here in the first frame, Centralia down by 5 with the basketball. Here's tanking, a left wing 3. Off the back heel, no. Rebound ripped down by Gannon Bow for Troy, and then he touches it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the Trojans, their fifth here in this first quarter. So Centralia still yet to go. They just did, go to their bench, bringing in Brett Heideman to replace Duke Timmel. So they've got 6 deep now. Into the corner it goes. Quinton Aldifer, top of the key now. Reese tanking with its zone defense. A 2-3 zone by Troy. The backside middle of the paint is wide open for Centralia. They're looking for it, and they've been able to have some success when they've got it inside. Aldifer went right into the grill of Wyatt Whistler. Did not give up any room, and quickly in transition come the Trojans. As the foul is on Brett Heideman of Centralia, it's his first in this game. First team foul as well for the Panthers. Go to the stripe will be Gannon Bow. First free throw attempts of the night for either team. The first one is short. Second one by Bow is true. He's got 3. It's 8-2. Troy leading Centralia early on here in this one. 2:25 to go in the first, and tanking throws it away. It's taken by Henry Geiger, and then given right back. Would you say there was ever possession there?
Yeah. I don't think there was possession. It's kind of loose.
Instead of going turnover, we'll just say, So Centralia with the basketball, resetting here. Into the middle of the lane, it's tanking. Top of the key, 3 on the way by Paxton. Bowers is short. Rebound ripped down by Reese. Tanking now, drives to the left elbow, skip over to Aldifer on the right wing. Aldifer's caught, needs help, tanking, thought about a 3, but kicks it to the near corner now. It's going to Aldifer, he'll fire from 3. That's off the back heel, no. Rebound again by Centralia, impacted, Bowers has it. Nice little spin underneath the basket, lays it off the window and in, and a timeout by Coach Nick Evans. It's 8-4, 1:42 to go in this opening frame. Centralia trailing by 4, timeout by the Panthers. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we're back in 30 seconds.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, 1:42 to go in this opening frame. It's 8-4 Troy leading Centralia. After the Centralia touchdown, it's Troy with the basketball. It's Seth Judd also on the floor. Caden Rosenberger, Gannon Bow, Henry Geiger, and Wyatt Whistler for the Trojans. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Trojan basketball. For the Panthers, it's Brett Heideman with Paxton Bowers, Reese tanking. Maverick Becker on the floor with Quinton Aldifer. Trojans to trigger it in. It's Rosenberger needs help. Find Seth Judd in the right corner. Trojans moving right. Check that left to right across your radio dial right now. Here's a screen from Whistler. Judd takes it, kicks in the corner to Geiger. Nice closeout defense there by Reese tanking. Skip pass over to Gannon Bow. Nice find, Wyatt Whistler. Bank shot is good.
Yeah, really good play. Off of the screen, Gannon Bow went to the paint, came back to the weak side block for the find. Great pass.
Left wing it comes. Paxton Bowers for the Panthers. Entry pass down low to Brett Heideman. Cut off by Whistler. Into the corner. Here's Aldifer. Needs help. Finds Bowers. Skip pass to Reese tanking. Head fakes on a 3, and they'll reset with Maverick Becker between the rings.
Centralia, they're doing a nice job of moving the ball. They're stretching this zone. They've just got to find those gaps when they come open. They're only open for a second.
Bowers passes on the 3. Floater is missed. Rebound Gannon Bow. Look at Seth Judd run up the floor. Layup off the window. No. Rebound tapped out of bounds off Heideman, but man, the outlet was so quick up the floor, and Judd had to run that ball down and nearly got it to spin home.
Yeah, I told you at the start of this game, Seth Judd, incredibly fast.
Geiger over to Judd. Seth with the right-handed dribble gets a screen from Whistler, but rejects it. Now gives it off to Bo. Gannett needs help. Nice find to Rosenberger. Cuts baseline. Fake shot is good.
A good ball movement by Troy that time. And what's really good is they're moving away from the ball. They're moving without the ball. Basket cuts. They're getting open, and the passers are finding those guys when they're open on the backside.
Tanking with the basketball. 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Throws up a shot. No. Rebound to Geiger. And that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 12-4. Troy leading Centralia here on the MSZ Sports Radio Network. We're back in 1 minute for quarter number two. Stick around with Jake and Boss. Chance Link back in the studios. We're back in 1 minute.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hail to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Back here in Troy after the first quarter goes the way of the Trojans on the home side. 12-4, your lead for the Trojans. Out of the quarter timeout, Jake Spaulding hanging out with Chris Boswell. Chance Link back in the studios to try it with the basketball. A three on the way by Reese Tanking is missed. And that's maybe what I've noticed in the early going is that Centralia really can't get scoring going here. Nice dump off to Whistler Boz as he breaks it home again. Great find from Henry Geiger.
Again, the dribble penetration, the help side comes to him. They're able to keep their eyes up and find the weak side player that's open.
Oliver needs help. Baxton Bowers now out to Maverick Becker. What has the Centralia offense got to do different?
Well, they came out to start the second quarter. They ran a nice set play when they had possession to start the second quarter, just couldn't convert on the shot.
Down to Drew Timmel. His first shot, no, gets his own rebound and puts it in. That's the first time we've seen Duke Timmel in this game since early in the first quarter. He sat a majority of the latter part of that first quarter because Brett Heidemann was in the game.
Yeah.
So a minute gone by here, quarter number two, 14-6 is your score. Here's Wyatt Whistler, kicks it out. Seth Judd, a right wing, three on the way. No, rebound Timmel for Centralia, who was huge in their TVL tournament. They placed fourth in that tournament over a week ago. Here's Tanking, kicks in the corner to Bowers. Paxton has his pocket pick, needs help. Still stuck in the corner, and we'll find Tanking. Straight away, three top of the key. No, but he walked. Shuffle step from Reese. Fifth turnover on Centralia here in the first half.
Yeah, Centralia, they're just a little out of sync. Now, here's what's crazy. They have got a ton of shot attempts. They're just not shooting at a very good clip right now. That'll, as they settle in, that'll change. They'll start shooting the ball a little better.
Christian Etherton comes in for Gannon Bell for the Trojans. And, you know, you look at Centralia's side, Bob, only one off their bench, Brett Heidemann. This is the deepest that they have gone here in this game so far. How about you, Henry Geiger? Etherton just quickly up the floor. Geiger, nobody comes out the guard and hits a corner three, and it's 17-6. Trojans here, 6:20 to go in the half. Nice pass down. Good cut from Oliver for Reese Tanking. He's got to go all the way back to the pass that started it with Paxton Bowers.
Yeah, good sequence that time, attacking, finding the open guy, able to finish through contact.
I'll defer to the line to shoot an and one opportunity here. Foul was called on Henry Geiger, his first. Bowers comes out in for Centralia's Ben Haverkamp, the 6'1" junior. Quinton's free throw, in and out. Rebound ripped down by Geiger for the Trojans. 17-8. Largest lead of the game was 11 just a moment ago for Troy. Here's Etherton on the left wing, guarded tightly by Maverick Becker. Etherton gets a screen from Whistler. Now he's caught, needs help. Australia really pressuring the ball right now. They're extended about 30 feet away from the basket. Judd dribbles in, needs some help, nearly traveled with it, and they will call it. And Judd knew it. He looked right at his coach and said, what do you want me to do?
Well, there's a lot of pressure. Like I said, Centralia extending that man-to-man pressure way, way beyond the three-point line, and they're able to get that pressure and get the turnover. So up the floor come the Panthers. In the corner it goes to Tanking. Now Haverkamp on the right wing, skips it to Becker on the left wing. Head fakes on a shot, top of the key. Haverkamp will try a three, nearly banked in. Rebound ripped down by the smallest man on the floor again, Bob. That's Seth Judd.
Yeah, that's long three, long rebound. Seth Judd able to track it down off the middle of the lane.
17-8, 5:18 to go in the opening half. Troy with the lead by 11, and an offensive foul will be called here on Troy. That'll be on Seth Judd, his first. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for Troy. Tanking out, also Becker out, as Tyler Jones checks in for the first time for Centralia, and back in Duke Timmel for Centralia. Panthers trying to get some size maybe on the floor right now.
Yeah, they're still, Troy's still in this zone, so they've got a little more size in there trying to offset that.
Jones comes near side, a three on the way by Quinton Aldefer off the back heel. No, Jones, who just checked into the game, gets the offensive rebound. Now Haverkamp on the right wing, guarded tightly by Etherton, and he'll be called for his first foul of the game. I'd like to know what the Centralia bench, every time there's a foul against the opponent, what dogs like.
I don't know exactly what they're looking for there.
Here's Timmel on the entry pass. His shot off the back heel, can't get it to drop. Timmel just 2 points in the game. Tanking scoreless. Bowers just two. Becker with two. Aldefer with two. I mean, it's spread out, but not in bunches like you would expect.
Yeah, just not a whole lot of scoring right now from Centralia.
Etherton in the right corner for Troy has his pocket picked out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. Turnover now number seven on the Trojans. Maybe it's just everything. Every time something good happens for the Panthers, they I'm sure you folks at home can hear it.
We're going to have to ask Coach Evans when this game's over. What's going on the bench over
maybe
there?
Maybe at halftime we'll have to grab him and ask him, hey, don't worry about making adjustments. I need to know what this is.
What's all the barking going on?
Trey with the basketball in the front court. Aldefer fires a left corner three. That's no good, and a foul will be called here. And it's going to be on Troy's Whistler. This first, but the fourth team foul now on Troy. Harpin back in.
Here's an interesting statistic for you. Right now, Centralia, they're 0-9 from beyond the arc. The 2-3 zone from Troy is forcing Centralia to shoot. They're not forcing them to shoot those, but that's the open shots. If you settle for those threes and they're not going in, it can be a long night for you.
And why come out of the zone if they haven't hit a shot from the outside, right?
Yep, exactly.
Tanking with the basketball, just check back in for Centralia. Now Haverkamp into the corner to Reese. He'll drive baseline. Nice screen by Timmel, and he lays it up and in. Reese's first basket of the game, and it's 17-10 now. Within seven are the Panthers, under four to go.
Starting to see a little momentum right now from Centralia.
Etherton at the top of the key, guarded by Bowers. Squares up his opponent and shot missed badly. Knocked out of bounds off Jack Hartman, who's back in the game with those two fouls. So you got Whistler with two, Hartman with two.
Yeah, trying to work through some foul trouble here the last 3:27 of this second quarter.
Gannon Bowe will check back in for Troy as he replaces Christian Etherton. Etherton has got 1-3. He's got 5 points in the game. At the first five points for Troy. Has not made one since.
Yep.
That last shot kind of got the attention of Coach Rodville. Top of the key, it's Haverkamp over to Tanking. Now Bowers into the corner trying to find Tanking, but there's the quick Seth Judd who runs into a fan in the second row. And the fan is a solid individual who got knocked backward.
He did.
Troy will bring in Caston Jasper for the first time tonight.
I think this young man, heck of a ball player here, but I really butchered his name, Jaston Casper.
He did last week.
I called him on the scoreboard show. Caston Jasper, freshman. Tanking with the basketball, gets it off to Jones. Now skips it near side. Bowers now the corner to Tanking. Timmel's battling down low with Hartman. If I'm Centralia, I'm going down to him.
Well, you need to get downhill, attack those gaps. But the other thing with
ball loose on the deck, fight for it. Saved in. Reese Tanking's got it. Now Bowers back into the corner. Tanking, corner three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Haverkamp. His putback, that's good. And that was a double fist pump by Centralia as Haverkamp able to get the bucket in. And Evans wanted a timeout. Coach for Centralia was not awarded it. 2.5 to go, 17-12. A little bit of a run here. It was 17-6.
Yeah, that's the thing that can change and swing the game if you're Centralia. Offensive rebounds. They got 6 offensive boards already in this ballgame.
Here's nice spin in the lane by Geiger. Shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Jones for Centralia. Here comes Haverkamp into the corner. Bowers thought about a three, but switch things up.
Against this 2-3 zone, one thing you're seeing, Centralia is content to work the ball around the perimeter. It's not a bad deal, but the high post is wide open. If Centralia could get a cutter, it might be able to attack inside the paint right there.
Inside out right there as Boz just was begging for it. They gave it to him. Here's Tanking, elevates for 15. Too strong. Rebound ripped down by Seth Judd. Up the court quickly to Gannon Bowe. Baseline layup is good.
Yeah, transition bucket. Troy is so quick with the outlet and the pass, advancing it up the floor.
5 points now for Bo, and Centralia tried to answer with a quick burst up the court, but could not get there as it was deflected by Seth Judd. Stoppage on the court. Drew Timmel out. Tyler Jones out. Maverick Becker back in, and Brett Heideman back in for Centralia. Entry pass from Haverkamp. Knocked away, but he gets it back. Way up. It's good. Ben Haverkamp off the bench. It's been a spark for this Panther team.
Yeah, fortunate bounce. A near steal, but Haverkamp tracks it down. Lays it in. Sometimes you need some of those things to go your way to get the ball rolling for you.
It was 17-6 a moment ago. Now it's an 8-2 run by Centralia. Judd out of control in the corner. Needs help. Falling out of bounds. Pass deflected. And Haverkamp throws it off Jasper, who collects it. Top of the key, Bo. Gannon head fakes on a three. Keeps his dribble. Looking to drive into the lane. Goes right past two defenders. Scoop shot, no. Rebound ripped down Paxton Bowers. Under a minute to go in this first half. Bowers into the front court. Euro step. Dishes it off. Heideman. Step through. Layup is good. And it's 19-16 with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, everything going Centralia's way right now. They're getting out in transition. They're not letting that zone get set up by Troy. Another steal.
And a turnover on Troy. Here's a layup. Becker. It's good. Timeout, Troy. 32 seconds to go in the opening half. It's a 12-2 run by the Panthers. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. The final 36 of the first half coming back here in just a moment. It's 19-18 Troy, but Centralia on the move here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And back here in Troy, TVL boys action now on 103.9 KNZA. Jake and Voss here, and Chance Link back in the studios. Out of the Troy timeout, it's a 12-2 run by Centralia. And out of the timeout, Jack Hartman. Nice dish that time from Henry Geiger. Stops the run at 21-18.
Yeah, it's tough to take a timeout with 32 seconds left, but good timeout that time. Able to get the shot they wanted. Coach Rodwell did the right thing.
5 seconds left. Centralia packs to Bowers in the front court. Has the ball knocked away and is going out of bounds with 1.5 on the clock. Troy needed to get a stop defensively, and they did. Turnover on Centralia. And if we've learned anything from the girls' game, it's that you better wait till that buzzer sounds.
See if we can get one here right before half.
Had Owen Dieters hit a half-court heave from the end of the third quarter earlier tonight. And looking for a piece of gum. And I think it came out of the official's mouth. Here we go. 1.5 to go. Troy to trigger it in. Has to go the length of the floor, and they throw it in the hands of Maverick Becker. He'll fire from half court. Oh, it hits the volleyball net, and we've reached halftime. 21-18, Troy being testing this Centralia team, but Centralia, a big push to end the first half. We've got our Highland Community College halftime report coming at you next. Highland Community College. From here, you can go anywhere. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes. Here to Troy on 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Show here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Jacob Boz hanging out with you here in Troy. And again, we saw it in the girls' game earlier, Boz. We knew it would be a good one. This guy's contest is just as good. A first quarter that really with everything that Troy could expect and hope and dream of. 12-4 at the end of the first frame. Troy extended that lead all the way up to 17-6. But then Centralia makes a final push in that latter part of the second quarter, ending the frame on a 12-4 run for our halftime score of Troy, leading 21-18. Leading scores in the first half from the Trojans, very balanced in that first half. 5 points each from Gannon Bowe and Christian Etherton, 4 from Wyatt Whistler off the bench, and then 2 each for Jack Hartman and Caden Rosenberger. And for Centralia, leading the way, Maverick Becker and Ben Haberkamp each with 4, 2 each for Quentin Oliver, Duke Timmel, Reese Tanking, Paxton Bowers, and Brett Heidemann. So again, not really seeing anybody extend themselves as far as scoring-wise in this first half. Definitely not like what we saw in the girls' game.
No.
But right now, you got balance, and you got people able to attack and score from many different places on the floor.
Yeah, so here's a really kind of the story of the first half. Troy was able to frustrate Centralia with the 2-3 zone early in the game. Centralia was settling for threes. They are 0 of 10 beyond the arc. Centralia has had all of their success in the paint. They are 8 of 20 in the paint. So I say a lot of success, not a lot of field goals made, but they're getting the shots they want in the paint. They're only shooting 8 for 30 in the first half, 26%. If I was to say, hey, Centralia's going to come out, they're going to shoot 26% from the field, you would have probably thought the score would be much bigger separation than it is right now. They're shooting that poorly, and they're only down by 3.
Yeah. And, again, when you're looking at your defensive side of the basketball, you really saw Centralia really turn the heat up latter part of that second quarter, didn't you?
Yeah, they did. Centralia started their early in the game, their man-to-man defense was basically operating within the three-point line. As the game progressed, second quarter, they started extending that pressure almost out, not quite, I'd say probably 30, 35 feet away, which is unusual. If you extend that far, you often open yourself up to backdoor cuts, that kind of thing. But Centralia got much, much more aggressive on the defensive end. Now, the good thing, Troy did a really nice job of handling that pressure for the most part. They've got 9 turnovers in the first half. Centralia's got 7, so really pretty even on the turnover side. And the big thing for Troy, they were able to really disrupt what Centralia wanted to do with that 2-3 zone, and they were pretty patient offensively and got some good shots.
Now, foul trouble is kind of a thing for Troy with the big guys down low. Wyatt Whistler, Jack Hartman, each with 2 in that first half. But free throws, not a whole lot of free throws going on in this ballgame. 1 for 2 from the line was Gannon Bowe. That was all the free throws attempted by Troy. And Quentin Oldefer, early in the game, missed his free throw. Only free throw attempt by Centralia in this first half.
3 free throws
yeah.
in the entire
Combined.
First half. That never happened.
No. Both teams really, again, Troy comes out the gate hot, and they find ways quickly. A couple threes made in that first half by Troy. And realistically, that's kind of a difference in this ballgame right now is outside shooting compared to the other. What are some keys in the second half for Troy to continue what they've got with that three-point lead?
Well, I think they just need to keep operating like they're doing. They're getting really good looks in their pick-and-roll offense against the man-to-man. They've got a lot of paint touches, which is a really good thing. They're 2 of 4 behind the arc, so they're taking good shots when they're open, knock down 2 of those. So they've got to remain patient. They've got to run their offense because they had really good success off that pick-and-roll. So that's a big key, I think, for Troy, just keep attacking. Now, on the flip side of things, Centralia, they've got to be a little more patient against that zone. They've got to attack the paint, the high post area specifically. It's wide open as that 2-3 zone spreads out. Your top 2 defenders are all the way out on the 3-point line defending that. The high post is open. So instead of settling for a 3, just moving the ball around the perimeter and settling for 3s, it's fine to move the ball around, but look at that high post. It's wide open.
And we'll get back to some scoring updates here by Holt House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Halftime, boys, Sabatha leading Riverside 28-18. At the break in over at D West, Axel, one of the best teams that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Up 24-23 at halftime against the Donovan West Mustangs.
Ball game there.
Final from the girls' side earlier tonight, Holton 41-36 over Roll Valley in overtime. Oskaloosa defeats Valley Falls on the girls' side 66-42. And Nemaha Central defeats Hiawatha 44-42 in the girls' contest. Hiawatha had it tied at 42 with just 4 seconds left. But 2 free throws down the stretch by the Thunder give them that victory. Again, scoring updates presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Second half action of Troy and Centralia. Boys, nightcap coming at you next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The top priority at Sabatha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabatha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabatha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIME offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMETS.com to learn more. KIME Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
And back here in Troy, Kansas, Twin Valley League action. On the nightcap, it's the guys' turn. 21-18, Troy leading Centralia. Troy's never trailed in this game against the Panthers. Again, the winner of this matchup will be in second place in at least a tie for first or in second place. And I'll go into more details about that in a little bit for their sub-state coming up in just a couple of weeks. Hanging out with Jake and Boz, Chance Link back at the studios. Underway to begin the second half. A three by Christian Etherton. No good, but a rebound by Centralia and a steal by Etherton. His layup is good.
Boy, crazy sequence of events. Missed shot, almost had the rebound. It went out of bounds. Steph Judd saves it back in. Troy able to get it. Turns into a layup for him.
Now Drew Timmel on the other end for Centralia. We'll get you your current reset on the floor as Timmel's going to go to the line to shoot two. Fouled by Gannon Bowe for Troy. It's Steph Judd, Gannon Bowe, Christian Etherton, Henry Geiger, and Jack Hartman. No free throws, they say, not in the act of shooting, was Duke Timmel. For Centralia, it's Duke Timmel, Quentin Aldifer, Reese Tanking, Paxton Bowers, and Maverick Becker. Here's Becker, triggers it into Tanking, now over to Aldifer on the right wing, drives into the elbow, passes across the middle of the floor to Bowers. His shot missed, but a rebound by Duke Timmel, and his putback is good. And once again, you hear the dogs barking from the Centralia bench. I asked Coach Evans at halftime, what is that for? He's like, I don't know. It's the JV guys. It's what they do for everything, and we do good.
They just come up with their own things. But it's awesome. You want to see your bench guys engaged and involved in what's happening on the court.
Steph Judd drives in, kicks out to Etherton. His drive's cut off. Needs help. Kicks into the corner to Henry Geiger. Head fakes three, drives in. Nice dig that time by Paxton Bowers. Off to Bowe, who loses the handle on it, and it's a turnover on Troy. 23-20, your score. Here's a shot, or is it a pass? No matter what it was deflected out of bounds off Troy.
Yeah, I think it was a pass. It was a little bit too late. He got too deep into the paint, tried to throw it up high, hit the glass, came back down. Unfortunately, it stays with Centralia, though.
Triggered into Timmel, and Duke, another floater. Duke Timmel's coming to life, Buzz. I'm going to guess they're saying Duke at this point.
That's right,
you know?
No, I kind of thought maybe Centralia would come out a little more aggressive offensively, getting downhill and getting those paint touches.
Bowe, nice pass to Hartman. His spinning shot missed, but he can get his own rebound. Picked up here by Henry Geiger, and an offensive foul or a defensive foul. He'll call it a block here on Paxton Bowers as Geiger and Bowers collide.
Yeah, this game isn't really any different than the first game we saw in the girls' contest. It's very physical. The officials letting them get away. They're not calling those little touch fouls.
So Troy to trigger it in underneath their own basket. Seth Judd gets it back. Now over to Geiger. Back to Judd on the right wing. He'll dribble it. Give it off to Jack Hartman. Drives right lane line. His shot missed. Rebound on the deck. Still fighting for it. And coming away with it's going to be Quentin Aldifer, but a foul's going to be called. I believe on Seth Judd. No, it's on Gannon Bowe, and that's going to be number two on him.
That was kind of a scramble play. Loose ball on the floor. Guys are flying after it. They did call it
on. Put it on Jack Hartman. The official held up four fingers. We're going to have to check that because if that is on Hartman, that's his third. Nevertheless, Centralia with the basketball. Into the front court they come. Paxton Bowers with a dribble. Has his pocket picked, though, by Seth Etherton. Or Christian Etherton, excuse me. Ball still free on the deck. Scrum for it. Fight for it. And a jump ball will come out of that. They'll say timeout, Troy. Now, Troy had possession of the basketball, and another official grabbed both Duke Timmel and Jack Hartman and separates them and has a conversation with them about maybe some extracurricular that was happening down on the floor.
Yeah, there is a loose ball. Guys are diving after the ball, sort of a scrum situation, and Hartman's a physical guy. He's a big guy, and guys just kind of got tangled up. Nothing malicious there. So we've got a timeout on the floor. Was awarded to Troy. It'll be Troy basketball, 23-22. And right now, Coach Evans is not having any of it from his guys. I think a lot of it's the effort.
Well, turnovers. He's talking about taking care of the ball. That's two turnovers already here in this third quarter. They struggled with turnovers in the first half. So Coach Evans just kind of trying to get on them to be strong with the ball.
So it'll be Troy basketball. Troy moving right to left across your radio dial. It'll be Hetherton with Danibo. Wyatt Whistler checks in for Hartman now for the Trojans. They still have it up on the board. That was his third foul. Henry Geiger and Seth Judd for the Panthers. It's tanking Timmel, Aldifer, Bowers, and Becker. And we've got a travel here on Troy. Danibo. And the initial response from Coach Evans was not great job defense. It was, now take care of the ball.
Go take care of it. He just wants his guys to execute. They're trying to be aggressive, but their dribble penetration, they're getting themselves into trouble.
Nice move here by Reese Tanky from the left wing. He dribbles in. Euro steps around a defender and floats it through. He's got four, and it's 24-23, the first lead for Centralia in this game. Foul will be called here on Quentin Aldifer. You go back, Boz, even to the first half. Again, this was 17-6 at one point.
Yeah.
It's an extended 18-6 run for Centralia.
Centralia's just been, they haven't been playing really good offensive basketball, but they're getting turnovers, they're getting to the paint, they're just slowly chipping away, and now all of a sudden they're ahead by one.
Troy with the basketball, Wyatt Whistler at the right elbow, throws up a shot, and makes it, you say banked it home, but it really didn't hit anything but just the net, and a nice steal here by Seth Chuck. Saves it into Whistler. Etherton's layup is good. Seth Judd once again ended up in the second row of the bleachers.
That's just fantastic hustle, given everything he's got. Makes the play. Doesn't benefit from the 2 points, but he did it for his team.
And now Quentin Aldifer with the bank shot and a timeout. Coach Evans, as it's 27-26, Troy with the lead, but timeout Centralia will step aside. 1 minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Kymeties of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kyme offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit kymeties.com to learn more. Kyme Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Here at Troy, out of the timeout by Centralia's head coach Nick Evans. Jake and Boz hanging out with you. Back in the studio is Chance Link. 27-26, Troy with the lead and the basketball. Out of the timeout, Seth Judd throws up a three. That one's too strong. Rebound backside, Paxton Bowers. Quickly out of transition is Quentin Aldifer. Down on the left block, kicks it out. Extra pass, tanking, head fakes on a three. Now we'll step back into one. It's a long two, they say, and it's missed to the right. Rebound ripped down by Gannon Bow for Troy. 27-26, Troy with the basketball. Maybe a carry, but you don't see that call very often anymore.
They don't. It's got to be pretty egregious before they blow the whistle on it.
Into the corner, Gannett Bowe for Troy. Kicks it now as he dribbles it back out to Etherton, who hits a three, and he's putting his hands behind his back as he runs up and down the floor. Boz, that's 12 for Christian.
Yeah, he's having a pretty nice ball game for him, and that extends the lead to four.
30-26, 3:30 to go in the third. Aldifer. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it out, and now in the corner it goes. Paxton Bowers, entry down low to Duke Timmel. Attacking in there is Becker, now kicks it out to Quentin Aldifer. Great defense by Gannon Bowe. Entry pass deflected away by Whistler. Wyatt Whistler's played big minutes here tonight for Troy.
Ball on the deck, picked up by Whistler. Now Etherton tried another three. That one's too strong. Rebound backside by Paxton Bowers. Here comes Bowers in the lane. Avoids contact with the defender and lays it in.
Really good body control that time. There was a defender from Troy waiting to take the charge. He thought he was going to get hit. Bowers did a nice job of shifting to the side and laying it in.
30-28. The lead for Troy with the basketball. They led by as many as 11 in this game. Into the corner goes Seth Judd, guarded tightly by Quentin Alderfer. Dribble handoff to Christian Etherton. He's guarded by Maverick Becker.
Getting a little stagnant, Troy, offensively. A lot of dribbling, a lot of one-on-one.
Jaden Bowe elevates. His shot missed. Rebounded down by Reese Tanking. Body's flying across the floor as well. Bowers kicks it out. Tanking a left wing three. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Henry Geiger for the Trojans. He's stuck in the corner. Bowers, great defense, but a blocking foul will be called here on Paxton Bowers. Reese Tanking, Boz, we talked about at the top of the broadcast, able to hit it from about anywhere.
Yeah.
Really struggled here tonight from the outside. He's had plenty of good looks.
Yeah, he's a really good shooter, just a really pure shooting stroke, but he's had a lot of wide-open looks. You just can't find it. Sometimes that happens. You just can't get in a rhythm. Oftentimes you'll hear people say, hey, let's get to the foul line, make a couple free throws, start feeling that rhythm. He's just hadn't had it tonight from the field.
Tanking, Timmel, and Becker come out for Centralia. Ben Haberkamp comes back in, as well as Tyler Jones and Brett Heidemann for the Panthers. They join Quentin Alderfer and Paxton Bowers on the floor. Here's Henry Geiger, drives in the lane, floater with the right hand, no, an offensive foul will be called. They'll say Henry Geiger led him with that shoulder. And an offensive foul, player control on Geiger, that's his second.
Yeah, really good aggressive drive with the left hand from Geiger. He got into the paint from the right wing. Defender was right there. He just kind of got his shoulder into him a little bit, trying to clear some space.
Paxton Bowers brings the ball across the timeline. Swings it left wing to Ben Haberkamp. Haberkamp on the left wing. Into Jones, back out to Haberkamp, drives in the lane, kicks it right wing. Alderfer head fakes a three, drives in the lane, left-handed scoop shot, no. Rebound, cleared by Seth Judd. Judd guarded by Alderfer. Screen set by Whistler. Judd pulls up from the left elbow. That one's too strong. Rebound to Bowers. We're at 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 30-28, Troy. Here's Bowers. Nice. Fake in the lane, shot though, cannot go. Fake the pass, kick out to the wing, and
yeah,
we go back
and look at the amount of shots that have been missed in the paint. They're contested, they're not easy shots, but just both teams not able to convert on those bunnies.
Scoring update from Donovan County, D. West leading Axtell, 37-36 in the boys' game. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter here. Geiger drives baseline, throws it right in the arms of Quentin Alderfer. Takeaway by the Panthers. Alderfer guarded tightly by Etherton. Drives into the lane, kicks in the corner. Haberkamp, Ben, head fakes on a three. Skips it over Bowers. Left wing three. That's good. 31-30 now. Centralia lost just our third lead change in the game.
And that was a good possession from Centralia. They didn't get themselves into trouble on the dribble drive. They attacked the middle of the paint, drew the help side, and then kicked to the open player on the opposite wing.
Deflected out of bounds. We're under 5 seconds to go in this third quarter as Tanking comes back in for Quentin Alderfer. Maverick Becker will check back in as well. He replaces Paxton Bowers. 2.8 is what they've got on the clock. 31-30 Centralia. Troy to trigger it in from underneath their own basket. And Seth Etherton will be throwing it in. Etherton needs some help. Fires it in, foul deflected, Ganabo has it, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds sideline there, and it's a turnover on Troy.
Really
one second to go.
Really good defense by Centralia. Troy had the ball underneath their basket, short clock. They defended really well, didn't give him anything easy.
Tanking triggers it in, Ben Haberkamp chucks it at the buzzer.
Almost had another one.
We almost had two games in a row at the end of the third frame, having a three-pointer at the buzzer. Boz, we're going to the fourth frame. It's 31-30. Centralia leading by one. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. TVL basketball is on 103.9 FM KNZA. You don't want to miss it after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Synex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Synex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Synex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, Jacob Bonds hanging out in Troy as the Trojans and the Panthers getting after it here on the guys' side. Earlier tonight, it was the girls winning 47-41 from Centralia over Troy. Right now, the Centralia boys lead 31-30 as we head to the fourth. Chance Link back at the Canfield Studio. Centralia with the basketball, again, leading by one. It's Bowers with Timmel tanking. Aldifer and Becker down on the floor for Centralia. And Timmel's called for a travel, shuffled his feet.
Boy, nice job out of the end of the quarter there, the quarter break. Coach Rodvell brought his guys out in a 2-3 zone as soon as the ball crossed half court. Two top guys on the zone went out and ran a trap, and that just disrupted Centralia enough, forced the turnover.
For Troy, it's Etherton, it's Judd, Bo, Whistler, and Geiger. Still no Jack Hartman, who's got those three fouls. And then Troy, they turn it right back over. Becker's got it in the backcourt, needs help, and he finds it to Paxton Bowers, and then Christian Etherton picks up a quick foul in the backcourt. Coach Rodvell wanted a kick ball violation there.
Yeah, it was close. I mean, it might have hit his foot, but I don't know if it was intentional.
Kind of like earlier in the girls' game, you know, whenever that ball was on the deck and Josie Haverkamp, looked like she was just doing like a nice little...
Hers was a little more obvious.
Looks like she was out on the pitch trying to make a nice pass. Australia with the basketball, driving baselines. Bowers needs help, finds tanking. Reese, head fake, shot rejected by Gannon Bowe, but he gets it back. Now at the middle of the lane, it's Quinton Aldifer who elevates, and Q&A right there, Boz. The answers to that question is an easy bucket. 33-30, largest lead of the game now for Centralia.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little more aggressive on the offensive side. They're getting better looks when they get in the paint.
Judd gets it to Bowe on the left wing. Gannon, nice find back. Diamond is taken away by Reese tanking. That looks like an easy opportunity for Etherton. Quickly up the floor come the Panthers, and it's deflected out of bounds off Gannon Bowe. So Troy with another turnover. Really what's plagued them here in the second half.
Yeah, they got six in the second half, 15 for the game.
Tanking the trigger. Gets it in. Now Bowers on the wing. Flips it over to Quinton Aldifer, a three. Hey! Again, it's another Q&A session, Buzz. And the answer to that question is that five straight points for the Panthers and Quinton Aldifer, who now lead six.
Yeah, they're starting to figure it out. And they're heating up from three, which makes things a lot easier. But they're moving the ball really quick on the perimeter against that 2-3 zone.
Wyatt Whistler, nice dump down to Henry Geiger. But he doesn't even face the basket. Gives it out to Etherton. He's guarded tightly by Becker. Largest lead of the game for Centralia, 36-30. 6:08 to go in the game. Here's Bowe. Nice attack to the rim, and he cannot get the bunny to drop. Quickly up the floor come the Panthers. Here's Aldifer. Can he go seven straight points? He can!
A tough finish right there, and a timeout on the floor.
Centralia on an explosive start to this fourth quarter. Remember, it was 31-30. It's a 7-0 run. All Quinton Aldifer for Centralia. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds to Troy. It's 38-30 Panthers here on the 103.9 FM coverage of the Twin Valley League on a Tuesday.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Kansaland Radio.
Whoa, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, we're back here. Troy, Jacob Oz, and back at the studio is none other than Mr. Chance Link, doing a great job here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Now I'm not Quentin Alderford to start the fourth quarter, Boz. Of three and two other buckets. He's got seven straight points for the Panthers. Their lead is now eight, their largest of the game.
You knew they didn't shoot the ball well in the first half, 26%. You knew they're going to shoot better in the second half. And the thing that's really got them on this run is defense and transition buckets.
Back in the game is Jack Hartman for Troy for the first time in a long time. Here's a back cut by Seth Chubb, but can't hang on to it. It's a turnover on Troy. Resetting your lineups now as it's Paxton Powers, Reese Tanking, Maverick Becker, Drew Timmel, and Quentin Oliver for Troy, Seth Judd, Christian Etherton, Henry Geiger, Jack Hartman, and Gannon Bowe. Trey with the basketball, working offense. Here's Tanking, elevates his shot. No, rebound ripped down by Timmel. He throws it away. Turnover on Troy. Check that, Centralia. And then Troy turns it right back over. So an exchange of possessions there. And here's an attack by Tanking. He's fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair. And that's on Hartman again, based on scorebook earlier. That would be his fourth.
It is on Hartman, so that's his fourth foul. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Sends Tanking to the line to shoot two. First one rattles home. 5 points in the game for Reese Tanking. Trying to become the third different Panther to get to six. He eyes it, tries it, and he buys it. So he's got six. Timmel's got six. Bowers, I should say fourth now, with at least six. Bowers has seven. And Alderford leading the way with 11. Gannon Bowe across the timeline for the Trojans. Down low to Henry Geiger. Turnaround hook shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Timmel for Centralia.
And Troy's just gone ice cold. And problem is, it's compounded when they're turning over the ball. They've got 17 turnovers for the ball game, eight here in the second half.
4:38 to go in this game. 10-point lead for Centralia now.
When you notice this 2-3 zone from Troy, it was so active early in this ball game, and now you're starting to see it get a little slower. They're not chasing them off the line as well. That's opening up gaps for Centralia.
Again, this game's very important for sub-state standings and seedings, as both these teams are in the same sub-state. Coming into tonight's game, Centralia with a 7-4 record, Troy with a 7-5 record, puts them half a game separation for second seed in that sub-state. If Centralia was to win, it would prove them the 8-4 tied for first. If Troy wins, then they're in a tie with Centralia. And a turnover on the court. Centralia with the basketball, and then a foul called on Seth Judd.
Yeah, Seth, he was a little frustrated. He had a really good offensive board. He drove the lane, tried to skip it across. It got stolen. Then he went after the guy that stole it, got a little aggressive, got called for the foul.
Second personal, 13, 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 40-30, Centralia. And again, 11-point lead was the largest of this game, and that was on Troy's side of it. Now Etherton has a steal, and he just chucks it up the court and gives it right back to Centralia. Here we go again, exchanging some turnovers. Centralia with the basketball, Tanking into the corner to Bowers on the left side. He'll dribble it back out between the rings. Paxton, outside now to Becker, back to the top of the key is Reese Tanking, resets offense.
Just moving some offense. They're out in a five-out situation right now. Centralia just trying to work the ball.
Wide open inside the lane was Duke Timmel, and he banks it home. Great find from Reese Tanking. Two defenders come up to him, and he separates away and gets an easy bucket. Timeout on the floor as Troy's head coach, Jonathan Ronville, wants to talk things over. 3:22 to go in this one. It's a 42-30 lead Troy has not scored in the fourth quarter. We're back at 30 seconds, a 12-point advance for the Panthers here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Retail Room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
KNZA.
Under 4 minutes to go in this one. It's 42-30. Centralia storming out here in the second half, Buzz, as they have now outscored Troy 22-9 in the second half.
They've been a lot more aggressive, a little more efficient offensively, not forcing as many things. They've taken care of the ball a little bit better. That's helped them build this lead.
3:15 to go in this one, 42-30. Centralia with the lead. Troy out of the timeout. Needs help. Seth Judd nearing a five-second count. Finds it to Gannon Bowe. Now Hartman at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Gannon on the right wing. He'll elevate from the free throw line. His jumper's missed. Rebound ripped down by Seth Judd. Turnaround, Jay. Soft bounce and goes in. You got to like the aggressiveness and the skills that Seth Judd's got. Yeah,
he's Energizer Bunny. I mean, the kid hasn't come out of the game except for one time this entire ball game, and he just goes 100 miles an hour. Tons of effort.
Try to get in the front court. Wide open underneath. Duke Timmelet back-to-back. Overplaying defensively by Troy leaves a wide open Duke Timmelet. When you got 6'4", wide open down low, that's going to be a 100% shot.
Well, you're down 10 with 2.5 left in the ball game. So Troy, they're really scrambling, trying to make some things happen, which if you don't get the steal, you're going to leave somebody open underneath.
And Hartman misses a three. Rebound happens, and we got a scuffle on the floor again, fighting for that rebound. And did we get a timeout awarded, or we have a jump ball? Looks like a jump ball will be possession for Troy. 2:20 to go in the ball game, and perspiration, I think, on the floor
a little bit when you get four guys on the ground. Fourth quarter of the ball game, a little sweat.
44-32. Kasten Jasper.
Kasten.
Check in.
Kasten Jasper.
In case you were curious, he comes in for Gannon Bowe, and you heard again, Coach Nick Evans knows the scout. Kasten Jasper, in the one game we saw, had three threes in the final, like 3 minutes of a game.
Yeah, he's a shooter.
And he yelled, Coach Nick Evans yelled, watch out, shooter, coming into the game. Here's Seth Judd. Etherton, top of the key between the rings, 2:15 to go. Troy down by 12. Here's Etherton, fires a three, no. Rebound, fought for, still free on the deck. Picked up, though, by Duke Timmel. He's played some big-time minutes here in this fourth quarter. I'll show you with the basketball in the backcourt. Wide open, it's Timmel again.
Beautiful, beautiful pass that time. That was Quentin Aldifer with a little one-hand, little rocket straight down the lane to the wide-open teammate.
Timmel's got six straight now. It was Aldifer was seven straight. Now Timmel was six straight. Here's a left-wing three on the way by Etherton, and that comes up empty. Petrelia looking to push it again up the floor. Aldifer, nice dish down to Becker, who misses the bunny. Rebound ripped down by Geiger, and Timmel is going to be called for undercutting Geiger. I think if I'm Coach Nick Evans, I want him to pull it out there.
Yeah,
it was a three-on-two break, though, but
he's letting him run right now. When you struggle offensively and you kind of get in a rhythm, even though you're up by 14, you want to see him just keep going, build on that momentum.
So 46-32 as Etherton comes out of the game. He's replaced by Gannon Bowe. Troy with the basketball down by 14, a minute and a half to go. Outside to Henry Geiger, straight away three from the top of the key, off the mark, rebound, Timmel knocked out of bounds, but saved in by Paxton Bowers. Good hustle there by Paxton. Keep this alive in a possession for the Panthers. 70 seconds remain. It's a 14-point lead for Centralia. And a second half that has just been impressive defensively by the Panthers.
Yeah. You kind of felt all game long. They just couldn't get things going. Offensively, they were struggling. They weren't. Their effort was still great on defense, but now when you get the offense rolling, the defense tends to just really pick up with the two.
That was a foul on Troy, third on Seth Judd. Next foul by Troy will put Centralia in the bonus. Under a minute to go. 46-32 Centralia. Tanking's got it between the rings, guarded by Geiger. Dribbles it to the left wing, and he's caught. A foul will be assessed here. That's Hartman. That's fifth. It'll be on Henry Geiger. That's his third. Sending Reese Tanking to the line to shoot two, where he's two for two tonight. First one is pure. 47-32 now with 49 seconds to go. Second toss from Tanking is good. He's got eight in the game. Four for four from the line. Maybe a lower outing for him points-wise, but it's been a very intense game for sure tonight. Here's Maverick Becker with a steal. Centralia quickly into the front court. Do they back things out here? And they do with Paxton Bowers. 35 seconds to go. It's a 16-point advantage and a turnover. Jack Hartman with the steal set shut. Cleans up the mess. Rebound ripped down here by Maverick Becker. And Paxton Bowers is fouled by Seth Judd in the backcourt. Judd's got three. He's going to send Alderfer to the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 1 on the night. The boss quietly, he's tied for the lead as far as scoring tonight. For the Panthers, he's got 12. I say quietly. He had seven straight.
Yeah. But he went on a roll there for a minute.
Makes the first, makes the second. He now leads the team in scoring. He's got 13. Kimmel's got 12. Eight for Tanking, seven for Bowers. Quite the scoring output balance tonight. Here's Kasten Jasper. T3 nearly went down. Final 10 seconds of the game. Your final score, Centralia 50, Troy 32. This is a 31-30 game going to the fourth quarter. And Centralia, a 19-2 fourth quarter to come on the road and complete the sweep over the Trojans here tonight. Centralia wins it 50-32. We've got our Beyond Doors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance Banks in Centralia.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Back here at Troy one final time here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Special shout-out Chance Link. Great work as always tonight. Boz, I'm Jake. That's Boz. And Boz, the TBL never disappoints.
No.
And tonight we got to take in two great teams. Tonight in the girls' game is 47-41. Comeback fashion, Troy girls defeat the Troy Trojans after being down by 7. Well, tonight in the boys' side, Troy was up by 11. And Centralia comes back and wins by 18.
Yeah.
Final score 50-32. Centralia dominant in the second half here tonight.
Well, and we talked about this kind of at the halftime break. Centralia was trailing. Things weren't going their way. They weren't shooting the ball particularly well against that zone. Here's a big statistic. Centralia in the first half, 0 for 10 from 3. Didn't make a single 3. Took 10 shots. Second half, they didn't settle for threes. They attacked the zone. They attacked the gaps. They were 2 of 3 beyond the arc in the second half. They ended up shooting 51% for the ball game. They were 26% in the first half.
Yikes.
63% from the field in the second half. That's because they didn't settle. They attacked the rim. They got easy looks inside. That changed everything. Those shots they were missing in the first half, they were making in the second half, and things just really started to roll from there.
Troy, in the first half, they went 1 for 2 from the free throw line, Boz. They end the game 1 for 2 from the free throw line. And I think that there's a lot to be said, again, about attacking to the basket, like you're referencing with Centralia, and that was where they found success. Troy, they were settling in that second half, I felt like, especially for those 15-footers to the three-point line.
Yeah, they just – Troy had things going early in the first half. They were shooting the ball pretty well, 47% from the field. Second half, they just kind of settled. They were beyond the arc. They were 1 of 7 in the second half. And part of that is they got down and they were trying to make some threes to get themselves back into it. But you're right. It was just a different ball game. And then Troy gave a ton of effort all game long. I mean, their defense was great. They mixed up 2-3 zone, man. They tried some different things. But when Centralia got rolling, that's when things just kind of fell apart for Troy.
Final statistics tonight. Leading the way for Troy was Christian Etherton with 12 points, 2 threes on the night. Then it drops down in half to Wyatt Whistler off the bench, 6 points. He played big minutes for Troy in that second quarter into even the third. And then drops down to 5 points for Gannon Bowe and then 3 for Henry Geiger, 2 each for Caden Rosenberger. Jack Hartman, just 2 points tonight. Battled foul trouble majority of the game.
Yeah.
Seth Judd with 2. For Centralia, very balanced. Quentin Aldefer leading the way with 13 points. He alone, it was 31-30 to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He scores 7 straight points to get the lead, the largest at the time for Australia, 38-30 at that time. He finishes the night with 13-12 for Duke Timmel, 8 for Reese Tanking, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line for him, 7 for Paxton Bowers, 4 each, Matt Becker and Ben Haverkamp, and 2 for Brett Heideman off the bench. Our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on tonight. I don't know if there's going to be a need like we had in the girls' game. There wasn't really 2 major contributors, one from each team tonight. But what are you thinking for our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company
player
of the game?
I don't think I can share the love. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. I'm going with Quentin Aldifer.
Yeah.
For Centralia. He was the spark plug. I mean, when things got going for him, you don't drop seven in a row to start the second half and look to your teammates like, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
He kind of put the team on his back, said, all right, let's go. Let's get some separation. Let's win this ball game.
Quentin Aldifer finishes the game again, 13 points, but seven straight to begin the fourth quarter to extend the lead from 31 to 30. Big difference in that fourth quarter for the Centralia Panthers. He is our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on. Well, again, tonight, this is a big-time matchup for Substate when you're looking at that. Centralia now 8-4 overall. They are tied with Bishop Seabury at the moment for the one seed in that Substate. With the loss, Troy falls to 7-6. They are now tied with Burlingame in a battle for that 3 or 4 seed. And so when you're looking at how big of a difference is it for you, you're a former coach, you know the game of basketball, you understand Substates, how important is it, that difference of the 1 to the 2?
Yeah, it's a big difference. You know, when you're the one seed, you're playing, it depends on, you know, how many teams in your bracket and that sort of thing. But, you know, when you're the one seed, you're looking at playing the lesser of the teams that are left in the bracket. If you're the 2 seed, you're still going to have to go through probably a 3 or 4.
Right.
So it just makes things different. If you can get that 1 seed, it makes your path to a Substate final just a little bit easier.
If everything was to stand right now the way that it's set up, it would be Centralia Onega in the opening round of Substate.
Yeah.
Again, that is likely to shift because, I mean, Donovan West coming, let's talk about that for a second. D. West tonight gave Axel everything that they could handle.
From the wire, yeah.
And Axel comes away with the win, final score 49-42 on the boys' side in that one. But D. West, a 2-win team, we saw them in the TVL tournament. They can play with just about anybody, but they're hovering right down there at that 5 seed for them. And so, you know, trying to figure out, again, the 1 seed's going to have a bye.
Yeah.
In this Substate. So it's critical to try and make that push.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and here's the thing, there's a lot of basketball left. I mean, they're sitting at Centralia now at 8-4. They've got another 8 games left in this season. So a lot of things can change. Bishop Seabury, don't know a whole lot about them, their schedule, their conference, who they're playing. But Centralia, your biggest mindset right now is we just got to take care of business one game at a time, climb that ladder, and then you got to see just the way things shake out.
So tonight, again, your final score on the guys, 50-32. Centralia improves now to 8-4 overall and perfect 5-0 in the TVO. They trail Hanover, that's 5-1, and Clifton Clyde, it's 5-0 currently in the Twin Valley League. Earlier tonight on the girls' side, it was a final score of 47-41. Centralia Panthers in comeback fashion in both games tonight earned the sweep on the road in the Twin Valley League. Again, our player to bank on tonight from the guys' side was Quentin Aldifer. Our player to bank on from the girls' side, it was 2.
Yep.
We had Harper Wettstein with 23, and for Troy and Owen Dieters, 23 for Centralia Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on. All for our studio engineer here tonight, Chance Link. Boz, this has been fun. We'll be chatting with everybody on Friday for the scoreboard show, and you better believe we'll be talking a little bit about what we saw tonight.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, we will.
And maybe even talk a little bit about the Chiefs game. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. For Chris Boswell, for Chance Link, this is Jake Spaulding signing off from Troy. Have a great evening. Make sure you go to msesports.net to check out all the area scores from the evening and look ahead at our broadcast schedule for Friday heading into the first games of February here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.